This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why not celebrate the new year with the Doug Steffen Good Day Gang, including Doug and Jay Kirshner and Jennifer from time to time. It's the 2nd of January, 2023. So a lot of things today celebratory of the beginning of the year, things that have happened over the weekend. Last year is in the rearview mirror. Although I do want to remind you that we do have a Good Day download every single day. Some of the highlights of the program, episode posted every day at gooddayshow.com. Most recent one is a focus on the life of Pele, also travel delays, cancellations, all of that sort of thing. Remind me, Jay, to talk about JetBlue and Southwest before this half hour is over. Anyway, A lot of stuff that is focused on the day. Today is another, every day is a new day. Everything changes. I can't stand talking about the same things over and over again. That's why this is not a political program, because that's the same stuff over and over and over and over again. So let's celebrate today by winning the Mega Millions jackpot. What do you say? $785 million now. Fourth largest in the history of the game. This is, let's see, I have my two winning numbers right here. You got yours, Jay? My numbers are going to win.
We have to go get more.
You're going to buy some more?
Yeah, we played for the late last week drawing, which nobody won, so we have to get more.
I bought two for the drawing tomorrow and the one on Friday. I buy two, and they're for two drawings. So let's see what happens. It's just for fun. All it is good exercise for your head. That's what it is. It keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. Every time there is the six numbers that were drawn on Friday were 1, 3, 6, 44, 51. The mega ball was 7. Those are low numbers. Usually they get higher. Right, pretty quickly, anyway.
It always does seem like there's some kind of, not succession, but a couple of the numbers always seem to be in the same grouping. Like the 1, 3, and 6 are in the lower digits, the single digits. Sometimes there's a few that are in the 40s, a few in the 60s. It always kind of seems like there's some portion of grouping with them. Have you noticed
that? Right, it goes from low to high, yes. Right, I have noticed that. Anyway, 45 states and the district, U.S. Virgin Islands. Last time there was a winner was October 14th. What was there? Two tickets, one from California, one from Florida. All six numbers they won or split the $500 million prize. So, bigger than that's a big deal. $785 million. So there's, that'd be a good way to start out the year. Right? For the rest of your life, start the first day of the rest of your life. Well, let's see what
stability is, a resolution. Well, there you go.
Stability, there it is. So let's go to the most unstable place in the world, the villages in over in Kiev, well, over in Ukraine, where there have been a lot of explosions over the weekend. Here's Putin, madman that he is, says, let's negotiate. And the next day, he launches all these missile attacks. So Zelensky warns Russia that they could launch more attacks, and they could leave. You know, both sides here have been left in darkness at various places along the road to this mess.
People's guards were down. They were celebrating the new year. But, yeah, Zelensky did warn that Russia could launch more attacks. While you're celebrating, you may be celebrating in darkness. Don't let your guard down.
Well, they have all these Russian cruise missiles that they've captured. So they're using them against the Russians. And that's, you know, turnabout is fair play, I guess, in this circumstance. One wonders how much money we're going to spend, the United States and the West in general, to keep this war going on. It seems like it can't really give in at the moment, even though, as I pointed out, I think on Thursday or Friday, the only benefit here is to the military-industrial complex. Look at the after the attacks, these New Year's Eve attacks, the rubble, if you see the pictures and the video of some of this stuff, I mean, that's what you expect anyway. If there is, under the circumstances, if there's a war, what do you expect is going on? One of the Russian soldiers went on a violent rampage before the troops began withdrawing from one of the towns, and apparently he shot a bunch of his own soldiers. You know, these people are going, they're crazy. They've been, both sides have been cooped up. Both sides are in circumstances that they don't want to be in. At any rate, Putin is trying to rally his people behind the Russian troops, and the people know that the troops don't want to be there. So it's a waste of effort, it would seem. So now, once again, the Kremlin rejecting the suggestion that peace talks should begin now. They don't want to. So there we go. More and more, round and round. Now, see, that's the kind of stuff where nothing's really changing there. That's the thing. There isn't much changing in the economy. As long as it's interesting, though, American companies are moving their production to Mexico to avoid making goods in China. But with that, there are strings attached. Excuse me, here I am back. I'm going to take, excuse me.
That pineapple juice.
The pineapple juice that the listener suggested I drink. I'm going to get some of that today. Anyway, the chip making that's been moved to America from China, the production of a lot of washing machines, that sort of stuff, televisions, and even cars. Ford has a couple of major plants in Mexico. Unfortunately, though, as we learned from Nick Miles, our auto expert, the cars and trucks being made in Mexico are a huge problem for Ford, it seems. I was going to say all of a sudden, but not really all of a sudden. The recalls that are coming for pickup trucks and for cars that are made in Mexico far exceed the number of recalls by hundreds of thousands, recalls that Ford has had with vehicles that were made in this country. So who knows whether that's going to change what they do. But isn't it funny? We used to, 20, 25, 30 years, well, 45 years ago, we decried all the things that were made in Japan. And then that stopped the building and buying of things other than things like television sets and electronics that were made in Japan. Still kind of are. But they, even the Japanese went to China to get them to make their stuff. So that stopped. So then we went from Japan to Mexico to make our goods. And then when that became more expensive or it was cheaper in China, China looks around and says, okay, we'll beat their price. Right? Let me remind you, the car dealer will beat or meet our...
There are a lot of companies who have that business motto.
Right.
Model where they're like, if you can find it cheaper, let us know and we will give you that same price.
Why would you do that? I wouldn't. Why would you do that? Why would you go to somebody?
Some money is better than no money.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you find a price that's cheaper somewhere else, then why'd you go buy it there? Why would you go back to the person who you've shopped first and say, okay, Joe Schmo down the street is selling this dryer for $299. Will you meet that price? Just go buy it from Joe Schmo down the street.
A lot of times membership, or you have a credit card with that brand, let's say Best Buy, for instance, because they do that. And if you have a credit card with them where you spend, it's not a credit card that you spend just anywhere, but you spend with Best Buy, you keep using it. Or if you are redeeming points and you're trying to get as many points as possible by shopping with one specific dealer and they can match that price, that's why a lot of people will do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I still, I don't know. I think if I saw the price cheaper, I'd give the reward to the guy who was working in my behalf in the first place. All right. The news from Southwest, not good. The lady who was on her way to get married, she couldn't make her own wedding, and it cost her family thousands and thousands of dollars because Southwest canceled her flight and did not rebook her, couldn't get her to the wedding venue. Can you imagine? I'm going to go get married, and she was supposed to be, you know, she was going to be there a couple of 3 days in advance. Flights kept, I forgot where it was, but it was on the, it's on the west somewhere.
She's the only one that missed it?
Well, all the people that were from her neck of the woods, I just know. Yeah.
I see.
Thousands of dollars.
All of her family was still there waiting for her.
Yeah.
She was the last one.
Right.
That stinks. That stinks, no doubt about
it.
But I have less feelings for her than I do for the gentleman who missed an opportunity at a
heart operation.
Of this.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought, well, are they looking around for another? There was another. This is somebody who was supposed to have a transplant, and they couldn't get there because Southwest can't. Southwest is a horror
Alaska,
show.
And he only had 8 hours, like an 8-hour window. So
right.
He had a stopover in, I believe it was Seattle, and he ended up waiting in Seattle for an extended period of time by choice after he missed the heart because he wanted to already be somewhat closer in case another one opened up for him.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of people who didn't get help. If you're booking through third parties like Expedia and some of the others, the focus here has been on people over the weekend who just couldn't get any way to where they're supposed to go. There are a lot of these horror shows. Good God. Now, I have limited. James, don't. We're not going to worry about commercials here because I got to tell this story about JetBlue. There are the pilots union at JetBlue is really upset, and I think they have every right to be. Listen to this. They have refused to hire people who haven't taken the COVID vaccine, citing safety reasons. However, JetBlue hired a fellow named John Perry, who was in jail for 9 years for breaking into the home of a judge and attacking his daughter in the shower. He was released from prison on felony probation until 2044. Apparently JetBlue doesn't hire unvaccinated pilots, said the pilots union. They'll hire a violent convicted felon to fly their airplanes. One pilot who wouldn't tell, who was obviously speaking on the condition of anonymity, reported that this fellow Perry was an Air Force captain when he was charged with burglary and assault, and then he faced life in prison, but they let him out, and he was hired because he had a pilot's license, and because they're in such need, dire need of. So how come you don't? Aren't we beyond this COVID thing, right? Not hiring people because they haven't had the shots at this point. I would say that's another reason. I have no use for JetBlue, never have. I think that they're as bad as Southwest in many different ways. It's like the old, we always just talk about American beings are horrible. Now they don't look so bad up against Southwest and JetBlue. It's just, Anyway. This pilot, by the way, when he was arrested, he was wearing a bulletproof vest. He had knives, handcuffs, a shovel, a gun, and a mask in his car. Okay, so how do you find out whether he's flying your plane or not?
Right?
Uh-huh.
I would much prefer somebody unvaccinated than somebody like that.
Well, of course, that's the point. It's getting to the point of being ridiculous. Some of these companies are. They are just ridiculous. Okay, well, I needed to tell you that story. Now it's 21 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home.
This year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Three at the hour now. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So we're focusing here, as we usually do, during this portion of the hour, on social media trending things, celebrity news. I don't know whether I would consider Ireland Baldwin to be a celebrity. She's the daughter of two celebrities, Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, but I don't know what she done that makes her a celebrity. Has she done acting or any of that? So I remember meeting her once at the Democratic National Committee with her father.
Oh, what did you think of her?
What do I think of her?
Yeah, when you met her, what did you think of her?
She was a kid then. I think she was 14 at the time, 13 or 14. And she was, I couldn't decide whether, she seemed to be happy to be with her father, was happy to be with her father, but wasn't happy with all the attention he was getting from the press. He was in shorts and a T-shirt when I saw him, and we had a quick conversation about what he thought the big issues of the convention were, and she was right with him. But anyway, the point of the story is that she's pregnant at the hands of a guy named Andre Anjos, who's 37, she's 27, and they announced this is their first child together on Instagram over the weekend. Her mother is not Hilaria, so how you say cucumber doesn't apply to her, right?
This is the first grandchild for Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger.
Yeah, right. But how many children does he have? He's got like 7 children with her, right? How many children has he got with Hilaria?
Hilaria, I want to say 7.
Six or seven.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
By now.
So what do you think she thinks of of all the children? Carmen, Maria, Raphael, Leonardo, Romeo, Eduardo, the names of the children that they have. So anyway, she says. She smokes weed, she eats good food, she minds her own business. She's a model. Okay, that's what it is.
She's an actor, too. She's been in a couple TV shows, a TV movie, a couple films.
Hopefully she's smart enough to not be smoking weed while she's pregnant, right? It's like drinking alcohol. Smoke nothing, don't drink anything, you want to have a happy baby. That's the way to do it. All right, Steven Tyler, accused of sexual assault, sexual battery intentional infliction of emotional distress of a minor. Wow, look at this. Julia Holcomb is the plaintiff. She got pregnant by him, and, well, that's what she says anyway, and had to get an abortion. This is pretty nasty.
Yeah, the
abortion right?
just happened in the 70s.
So why is she coming forth now? See, this is, I'm not buying this stuff. I see it. It's a headline. Everybody's talking about it. If it takes you 25 years, somebody in your family must have known.
Because they're afraid or they don't know what to do. And then the limit of when you could say something, it passes and you can't really do anything about it anymore. But that has been removed.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say I don't know that it's not true. It is true or it isn't true. I just find it troubling when these things take so long to surface. This is an event that took place in 1974. So, according to her anyway, she was 17 at the time. And she became pregnant with Tyler's son. He insisted that she terminate the pregnancy. She claimed he threatened to stop supporting her if she didn't proceed with the procedure. And then she did have she had the abortion. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm not a fan of Stephen Tyler's, not about that. It's more about timing and stuff and how to figure this stuff out. It's very distressing. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Marvel actor Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after getting into a snowplow accident on Sunday. The Hawkeye star was injured in Nevada after experiencing a weather-related accident while plowing in a big snowplow. Jeremy was reportedly airlifted to an area hospital near Reno, Nevada. The Speaker of the House is the presiding officer of the United States House of Representatives. The House elects its Speaker at the beginning of a new Congress. This year, that is Tuesday, tomorrow, at noon Eastern. Representative Kevin McCarthy is the frontrunner for the roll call vote. Russia fired multiple drones overnight to attack parts of Ukraine. It's reported dozens were shot down on Monday. 3 civilians were killed on New Year's Eve by Russian missiles. 4 people were killed after 2 helicopters crashed near SeaWorld on the Gold Coast in Australia Monday afternoon. Lance Fry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's 35 at the hour now. Doug Steffens Good Day program, January 2nd. Dugger, Doug, 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 J, 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 J. Okay. Silly time. Here's some good news. Pilot program to address the homelessness issue in Kansas City, Kansas. State gave part-time work to people who are homeless. Helped a lot of them secure the housing they needed. This is Kansas City. Well, Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, right? It's the same city. Half of it's in Missouri. The other half of it's in Kansas.
Yeah, the main part of it is Missouri.
Yeah,
like most of the times when people say Kansas City, you're thinking Missouri, but my brain always goes to Kansas first.
Kansas. Yeah, it does. Me too.
Like Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, New York City, New York.
Oh, Oklahoma. They put 26 of the city's 1,800 homeless folks to work cleaning the streets that they are sleeping on anyway, so it makes their bed cleaner. Anyway, they removed 67,000 pounds of trash, giving the homeless workers the ability to put employed on a housing application. The folks who were running this, this is done in conjunction with the city and a nonprofit called Hope Faith. It helps over 200 homeless in Kansas City. The fellow that runs it said it was an awkward feeling at first. They're punching in, they punch out, they're back on the streets at night. They're working during the day on the streets, and at night they're living on the streets. But they were, apparently they were able to pay them, some of them, $15 an hour. Wow, that's better than that. By the way, most people who are in states where the minimum wage changed will feel the effects of that immediately because the changes go into effect the 1st of January. So, for example, here in Massachusetts, $15 an hour is now the rate you have to pay for minimum wage. What is it where you are in Ohio? What is Ohio's minimum wage? Do you know, Jay, out of curiosity?
I'm going to have to Google it. But that's quite a hike. I believe it was $7.50 when I was younger.
Speaking of hiking, Pfizer, everybody's favorite drug company, is going to increase the price of COVID vaccine by 400% as it enters the commercial market. And, you know, they've been doing a lot of advertising for it. Get people, I hope they go get your own COVID vaccine. Yeah, but you'll pay a 10,000% markup from what they were paying the federal government. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that sweet? Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here that is there's a little therapy involved in this. A doctor says, careful, guys, this is a little gross. Doctor getting down and dirty. This is a TikTok video that is focused on men and their lack of hygiene, called Naval Warfare. Uh-huh. Dr. Gene Cowdle, 90,000 followers on TikTok, 1.3 million likes on the platform, posted a video sharing the top five areas people don't wash enough.
Mm-hmm.
The belly button is first, that's universal. Do you wash out your belly button?
I do. Mm. I do. I was reading this list, and I kept asking, I'm like, people really don't wash that? Like,
right.
You have the belly button, the ears.
Yeah, behind the ears.
Behind the ear. And she even goes so far as to say, rub your ear and then smell your fingers. And if it smells gross, you need to wash your ears.
Yeah. There are other places you can rub your fingers that can be pretty smelly and pretty gross, too. Let's see here. If you don't wash your legs, that's dirty and gross.
Yeah, and she even points out, again, that a lot of people just, they think their legs are being washed and their feet because the soapy water is dripping down and everything.
Yeah, right,
and I think that that's enough.
Uh-huh. Wash your toes, she says. Get in between the toes.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you're preventing infections. It's the same as jock itch. You don't clean in those private areas. Yeah, it gets itchy and smelly and got to get stuff on it. Ugh. So anyway, why don't you wash your... Why would you not clean all those places? I guess that's the question, right?
Yeah, every inch of your body.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the fact this has to be said is something... Yeah, right? Huh? Okay.
And the one that had people most confused was the belly button.
Yeah, right. All right. I'm washing mine and everything else. Clean it up. Clean up your act. Here's a chance for you to, in a moment, clean up your act. Mary O'Malley is here. She's our resident psychic. She runs PsychicScouts.com. She has some very interesting things to say as we begin this new year about family and friends and mediumship and how you get a... before we leave, I had one other thing. I'm not a fan of Disney, as you know. Here's something over the weekend. The most expensive holiday drink for New Year's. Where do you suppose it was? Obviously, I gave it away.
Disney
it was at
World,
the
obviously.
It was the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa at Disneyland, where they charged $185 for a holiday drink. Any holiday? This is they called it the waffle shot. It comes in a waffle cone. And has milk and milk chocolate evidently inside of it, and you fill it with booze, and they charge $185.
My goodness, well, I was wrong. I said Disney World. This is Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah, Disneyland.
Wow.
First one, yep. All right, 42 past the hour. Mary O'Malley up next here on Good Day.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
44 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, January 2nd. You know I'm all about inspiration, people who try to do numbers on you because they recognize that you have your power. And power is all about what Mary O'Malley is all about. She joins us every month for a conversation about psychic psychology. Is there? I just came up with this. Psychic psychology. Is there such a thing, do you think, as psychic? You like that? Psychic psychology.
No.
You don't think so?
It feels like it sometimes. It feels like it.
Yeah.
You know, spirit knows a lot more about a person than, you know, most of us do. So sometimes it feels like spirit just zooms in on the core issue, and it's amazing what happens. But... no, if you say those words together, I can probably be arrested. So we're
really?
Careful with that.
I can't do that. No, I don't want you arrested. You know, you talk about spirit. I talk often about the spirit-mind-body connection. I think spirit, for me, if there's an equation, a lot of people want to put spirit in a religious context, right? When people come to you, you have spirit is spiritual, and spiritual usually means a focus on an organized religion. For you, spirit means what? What do you, when you say spirit, what are you talking about?
It's my own personal unique relationship with the energy of the universe, I guess is the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Some people call it God Right?
Some people call it God.
Ultimate intelligence.
Holy Spirit. You know, it could be any, it all works. It's just all different names for the energy that we're all really made of and contains information for us. So, and I was just having this conversation with somebody, you know, when we start seeking spiritually, how hard it is to find, you know, we start by looking for the right religion or, you know, whatever it is. But at some point you realize it's just about me and my relationship with God or spirit.
Right. And whatever your personal relationship is.
It's different than everyone's. So I like to help people with that. You know, I feel like
I daily look at lots of different sites and sources for inspiration myself and conversation. And as we get into the beginning of the year, we have people that have their relationships that are new, and there are people looking to they've resolved to lose weight or whatever resolution they make. Do you find that people come to you and want to somehow resolve their, you know, there's a resolution to resolve my stuff? You know what I mean? You know, people come, it's overwhelming sometimes during the holidays. There are torrents of all kinds of emotions that come out.
Yeah.
And people need to kind of literally and figuratively sober up. So they come to somebody like you, who is really good at mediumship, at coaching, reading, that sort of thing, yeah?
Well, they'll come because they want to know something, but what they really want to know is what's in my way. You know, what is in my way? Is there a thought or a belief or an expectation that is keeping me from my truth? And so the guides I work with are really good about offering that up, you know. And I think sometimes people just need somebody to talk to kind of verify their own feelings, to witness their own feelings, that type of thing. And you wouldn't think that's the job of a psychic, but it is more often than you would expect. So
I remember once, I don't think this was a conversation with you, but it was somebody else who I knew that was a psychic who had a conversation. A woman came to her and she was very troubled because she'd had an abortion. And she wanted to know if there was a connection, if she could connect to the soul of this being that was aborted. Have you ever had anything that difficult? I would think that would be horribly difficult.
It is not difficult.
It isn't.
It is not. I was surprised. Those little souls are there, and there's, you know, sometimes they'll feel sad that, you know, that this person couldn't be their mommy, but so they'll stick around until it's a better time, or they'll move on to a different family. They don't seem to be, I've never felt any judgment from them, just love. And, I know this is, you might get a few emails about this. You know,
it's okay.
I'm just telling you what I experience, and they love having the connection. They love it. They love being able to just let the love go through. They always talk about love, these little babies. So,
well, there's something. Yeah, there's something to behold. Mary O'Malley, you can find her at Soul. This is a couple of PsycheScout.com, SoulScout.com. So if you want a reading or some coaching or stuff, Mary is the person to do it. Mary O'Malley here on the Good Day program at 10 before the hour. Happy New Year, Mary.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Sad shout. This is some lame version of a song that Chucker wants us to dig into. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on Good Day with our movie man, our video man, our man about town, our man of the moment. All right, Chucker, what are we doing with
that? That was Twisted Shout sung by Rodney Dangerfield in the 1986 big comedy hit Back to School. I was watching that actually yesterday. I think that movie is absolute classic. So I have a question for you. I have a dilemma.
Yes. Okay.
Tonight I am screening. I always invite the sports teams at the college to screen a movie, usually at least once a year, each team, because I like to get involved. I own a couple businesses on a block a few minutes from the college, so I like to connect with that audience, and I think they're really good people. East Stroudsburg University in the Poconos. So there's a rule. I know this sounds crazy, but I screened for the girls' soccer team and the girls' lacrosse team last year a movie called Kick-Ass, which is an R-rated movie that's very edgy. It's a great movie. It's extremely funny and entertaining, but it is edgy. And I was somewhat under the radar notified that when I do screenings for the college, now this is college, not high school, to not show an R-rated movie. I know that sounds hard to believe, but that's the information I got back. So I can't show them. Tonight I'm showing the ESU girls basketball team a movie where I buy popcorn and candy and soda and all that stuff. They have a really good time, and I introduce it. But I can't show an R-rated movie, so that limits my options. So I'm either thinking about showing Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield from the 1980s, or I'm going to show them The Poseidon Adventure, my all-time favorite film.
Oh, now, yeah, Rodney Dangerfield gets my vote.
So now here's my question to you. Will people in their 20s, 18 to 22, relate to Rodney Dang? I say they will, but what do you think? Will they?
I think so, yeah. That universal humor is universal humor.
Okay.
So, I agree.
I'm a little perplexed. I got a little bit of anxiety going into it, so I just want to make the right choice.
Yeah, no, calm down. It's okay.
Okay.
So what happened in terms of the box office for the weekend?
Big story, really. Only one movie ruled the roost. Avatar: Way of Water did another $63 million over the weekend, $421 million in 3 weeks of release here domestically. Film's done about $1.2 billion worldwide. That is a terrific number. That's good for the industry, obviously good for Disney and 20th Century Fox, which financed the movie. This movie will be very profitable when all is said and done. But underneath it, you got the animated Puss in Boots, which is a sequel to the original, 16.8. It's done $61 million in 2 weeks. That's solid. It's solid. Then you got Black Panther 2, 4.8 over the weekend. And then you got movies like Babylon, which did 2.7. It's only done
awful.
$10 million.
Looks awful.
In a full week of release. Now, here's the thing. Pre-COVID, I don't want to sound like I'm beating the same drum, but movies between Christmas and New Year's always made a lot of money. Everything made money because people would go out and they'd have a good time. You have restaurants, like I did, my ice cream parlor, I believe I did very well this week. If people go out, they want to hang out, they want to have a good time, people go to the movies. So almost all movies do very well. Not anymore. It's basically Avatar. And then Puss in Boots did fairly well, and everything else underneath it, honestly, not good at all. It is still an issue for the industry as a whole.
No question about it. Yep.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, it is. And then that auto movie, I thought that was out by now. It was in Los Angeles and New York for a while. When is Auto, that Tom Hanks movie, isn't that this week?
Yeah, that's this Friday. It's getting good reviews. It's a remake of a foreign film. Hopefully that's going to get more sophisticated movie goers into the marketplace. But if you look at the movie The Whale, right, with Darren Aronofsky's new movie, which Brendan Fraser is getting critical acclaim for his performance.
Man, nobody's going to see it.
I know it's only on 680 screens, but 1.3 million over the weekend, just 5.7 million in its run so far. Even the Oscar bait stuff, the people as of yet of not going out and seeking this stuff out. A movie like this, you know, say 5 years ago, could still did 50, 75. There was a market, but that market has really dried up.
Yeah, well, I think that tells you something, because the people at the streaming outfits are trying to ruin the business because it's good for them, not good for anybody else. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here on
Thanks,
Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.